This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number two of What's on Your Mind is here. Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, Fargo Republican. The man will be pretty darn busy in a couple of days with yet another North Dakota legislative session. Your questions, your comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Text to 701-226-8503. Bring him on. Love to hear from you today on the program. Brought to you by our friends at Titan Outlet. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. What's not to love? 100% money-back guarantees when you buy a Titan Outlet. And listen to this. Who doesn't love to save money? You're lying if you tell me you don't want to save money. Everybody does. We work hard for our money. So my friends at Titan said, Scott, your listeners, they tell us. They're listening to What's on Your Mind. Scott sent them. We're going to take 11% off the price. So, for instance, here's a 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor. About 2,400 hours on it, 360 horsepower, 1,000 PTO, luxury cab with a leather seat, got the buddy seat, it's loaded up, all Michelin tires, dual front and rear tires, really nice, okay? That's $159,668. Do the math, 11% off of that price right there, right now. TitanOutletStore.com or call them. They'll do the same deal on a 2012 New Holland T8-390 with 960 hours. That went 340 horsepower, 1,000 PTO. Got 1,600-pound front weights with the brackets there as well. Rear outfitted with five remotes and the high-capacity hydraulic pump. It's loaded up. That's a New Holland. Same deal there. Same thing on that 2013 Wishagate 62 Disc Arrow. Go to TitanOutletStore.com or call them at 218-233-3700. Ready? 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you 11% off or call them. 218-233-3700. Stop and see him. TitanOutletStore.com, the website. TitanOutletStore.com. Or if you're traveling 994, Minnesota exit 6, just across the North Dakota-Minnesota border, right off the intersection of I-94 and Minnesota exit 6. You can't miss it. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. In for me, Scott Hennen. It's Al Carlson.
Well, thank you, Scott. And we're back. Thanks for letting me have a little break here. When I went over, we had an emergency commission meeting, and I'm fortunate to be able to steal a few minutes of the governor of the great state of North Dakota's time. Governor Jack, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Al, good to hear your voice.
Yep. We just got done talking on one issue now. Now we'd kind of like to change gears a little bit, but also kind of in the end talk about what's happening out in Bismarck. But Jack, in a matter of days here, you're wrapping up a pretty good career for the state of North Dakota as a legislator, as a lieutenant governor, and the governor of the great state of North Dakota. Any thoughts as you're looking on those last days about the service you've given the state?
Oh, well, you're kind, Al, to ask that question. And, an interesting time for me to come down to the last couple of weeks. After, you know, being in this office as lieutenant governor and governor for almost 16 years, I don't know where the time has gone. It has just raced by as far as I'm concerned. But over that time since 2000, it's been a great run, as you know. Our state has made so much progress in so many ways, and the things we've been able to accomplish over the last 16 years are just so gratifying. You know, I've got to, you know, put in a plug for our legislature. Been through 8 sessions now with you, you know, as a member of the executive branch. And I've watched this legislature turn out a good product like time and time again. And good policy, you know, over the long haul is what makes these things happen. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you don't make good policy, these things don't happen. And that's the way it is in many other states.
Well, I've been telling you for the last couple of months that I was hoping that you could hop on Trigger and ride him off into the sunset. But there's the situation that's taken place the last 114 days or so has kind of changed that, Jack. But I think we don't ever want to let that overshadow our accomplishments of the growth of the state and the growth of business and the growth of our citizens' personal wealth. And the economy has been strong for us, even in ups and downs of the oil boom. So there's so many good things that have happened along the way. But the situation in front of us is going to require your attention right up till the last day that you're in office, the way it looks. So why don't you summarize what Jack Dalrymple has gone through in this process, and is there anything you'd have done different? How do you see this coming to conclusion? Where do you think this is going?
Well, I think it's something that has, you know, just come in out of the blue and has happened to us here in North Dakota. You know, a pipeline is being built, or almost has been built entirely. And last summer, you know, there was really no sign of trouble. But we know that this has been chosen by the national environmental activists as a kind of a rallying point, a kind of a place to draw the line and create battles. And I don't think there's any way that anybody, you know, could really anticipate that. In the end, you know, this is not about the state of North Dakota at all. It's about an easement that is required to bore under the Missouri River. That easement can only be granted by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. And for some reason, that decision, even though we thought it had been made at one time, still requires a signature. And that signature does not come from the federal government. So we've made it clear that we feel the federal government has prolonged this situation way beyond what it should have been. And, you know, that is the part that really creates the greatest, problem for the state of North Dakota. This is not something that we have brought on as a state. And it's very difficult to see, you know, how to bring this to a good resolution, because those who are protesting and have come from other parts of the country, many of them, you know, not Native Americans, you know, they are here to have a fight. And, you know, they like the fight to continue. And that's what makes it so difficult.
And there still has to be, in the end, somehow this has to stop. I mean, there's either going to be the permits going to be issued and the boring will begin. And then I'm not sure what will happen at that point in time. But I have a real concern, Jack, and I know you do as well, is about the safety of all of our public defenders, the guys wearing the uniforms, as well as those families that are living out in that area and have their kids that need to get on a school bus and go to school. I mean, those are the ones that I've always supported this money for, is for our law enforcement folks and for the people that live there. They deserve that protection. Even though it's the federal government, I think, has really dropped the ball. And I know Senator Hoeven and Representative Kramer are working on this issue, but and we're going to ask them to reimburse us for the 17 or 20 or whatever million dollars it happens to be. But in the time being, how does this end up being dispersed and getting done? I just don't know what the end game is.
It's really hard to see, you know, the end from where we sit right now, Al, but you are so right. You know, we have no choice as a state but to be sure that, you know, the safety of the public is insured. We must defend our state highways. At times we have had them blocked by protesters. We have to keep a state highway open. We've had, you know, many, many hundreds of incidences of trespassing on private property. We do have to defend the rights of private property owners. We've made over 500 arrests at this point. But we have no choice. With our law enforcement, and the National Guard, we must maintain order. We must, maintain public safety, any way that is necessary. And our people out there have just done an incredible job. I have watched them on the front line being abused, being harassed, being spit on, and they have conducted themselves so well, and they have not antagonized anyone. They do not harass people. They are defending us and our rights, and they've just done a superb job. Unfortunately, it's very expensive to do that, like day after day. But as you said this morning, and have many times publicly, this is something we must do. We have, of course, enhanced patrols out in Morgan County every day, monitoring the countryside and trying to look out for public safety every day.
You know, Jack, I know that. Have you got a meeting, or can you come back for a little bit?
You know, I do have to get on to something, Al. I'm sorry. But I know you won't have any problem, like, filling up the time with interesting talk.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In New York, so we have guest hosts all week long out there with our fine listeners on a fun little Christmas tour, and already getting emails and texts about the next tour, which of course is to Norway. That's why we're going to Norway with Juven Tours. Now, if you call for a brochure, the deadline for that is coming up. You have to get your deposit in 2 weeks away. So hop to it, give Carol a call, and let's go. because she's been there 157 times. The other question I get asked is, let's talk about another Christmas gift. By the way, these trips are great Christmas gifts. I think they're the ultimate. How about a pillow? What's the deal on the pillow? What's the special on the pillow? I love that. You know what that is? That's a sign of a panicked Christmas shopper. What's the pillow deal again? I got to get something. That's okay. We're here to put out your panics. Folks, this is the best premium offer they've ever offered. Four-pack special, meaning you get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Four pillows, you save $180, all at under $100. Just call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, and then you use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott to get that great deal from MyPillow. Michael Lindell actually was at a lot of places in North Dakota, state fair, county fairs, and he's been at this trying to find that perfect item, and he finally found it with this, so it's pretty cool. And also, okay, the other person that wanted about the Norway trip wanted to know the number. So you got MyPillow's number, right? 800-506-9028. Now here's the Juventour's number for the Norway trip. Both solid Christmas gifts. Juventour's 800-343-0093. Call for a brochure. They'll send it out if you don't have it. Otherwise, if you have one out, give them a call and make sure you get that deposit in at 800-343-0093. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your calls, 800-228-0550. Your text, 701-226-8503. Here's Al Carlson.
Thank you. He saved me from reading those numbers, so I didn't get them wrong. We will take calls if anybody has any calls. I want to thank Jack. I know he had another meeting. Things are pretty hectic and busy out in Bismarck. Not only do they have this whole situation with the pipeline going on, they've got a winter storm that's kind of left them plugged with a lot of snow. They didn't have school out there yesterday. So fortunately, the eastern half of the state made it. But Governor Jack was really, in my opinion, was a great governor to work with. Anybody can question what should have happened, and the armchair quarterbacks can make a lot of comments about whether we did enough soon enough or whether we should have exerted our authority and moved in. Now, you have to remember, and I don't have absolutely every detail on this, but I can tell you that when a permit is issued on federal land and there is illegal encampments on federal property, which is core land, it becomes a federal issue, and they have totally ignored, in my opinion, as a state legislator, their responsibility to take care of that situation out there, as far as law enforcement and as far as the removal of the people from the area. Now, is there a right for everybody to peacefully protest? Absolutely. That was guaranteed to us by our Constitution, and I think that's been an important part of our country over the years, is having the ability to peacefully protest. And lawfully protest, not unlawfully, not to be encamped on spots that you're not supposed to be on, but to peacefully protest is always going to be protected. But we've had requests for legislation, Todd, that because we do not have an anti-mask statute in North Dakota. Were you aware of that?
I wasn't, but is it something that's ever come up before this?
You know, it never has. I've been there 24 years and I've never heard it, but most states have.
Be careful how you phrase it, because what do you do on Halloween to make sure if you do put a law together, you factor out, you know, we got to be able to put a mask on at Halloween and go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but they deal specifically with protests, not with just gatherings for having a party for Halloween. But when you show up at a protest and you're wearing face masks, I would think there's a reason you're wearing them. There may be you want facial identification because of prior records and things, but
just want to make sure we don't have loopholes we don't want. You know that.
We're going to be very careful. We're looking at other states, but we do need to make sure that we address that issue, and also we need to make sure that we don't violate the right to peaceful protest. But if it's not peaceful protest, we need to be able to address that as well. So there'll be legislation coming up along the way that we have to deal with. Let's take a phone call here. We got Wes from Fargo.
Hey, Wes Belter.
Hello, Wes Belter, Representative Belter. How are you?
Well, it's the last day you can call me representative.
Oh, that's right. You are retired to enjoy the rest of your life in North Dakota and then someplace warm in the winter.
That's it. Al, the reason I called is I had the misfortune of last week answering about four or five calls from protesters, and those calls all came from the East or West Coast, and one of the calls ended up on YouTube, and since then I've gotten some of the most vulgar and texts and calls, and I've discontinued taking calls. But I think one of the points that I would like to make about these protesters that have come in from out of state is they're not at all interested in any type of facts about anything. They're some of them are just plain professional protesters. They're anti-fossil fuel. They're anti-property rights. And while you were at the emergency meeting, we had one person call in from Connecticut, which exemplified the point that I'm trying to make. And there was a gal that called in, I believe, from Bismarck that made some very good points, asked a question about maybe if the oil company or the pipeline company had given more information. These protesters are not interested in information or facts. They have their own agenda, and unfortunately, they're just impossible to deal with. And that's what the governor and you as legislators are going to face during this upcoming legislative session.
Yeah, it is. It's a shame when you get a phone call and you respond and you don't agree that it ends up on being on a YouTube video and then goes viral, because I like you would have assumed that it was my conversation with that particular individual, and we happen to disagree. But the protests, a lot of them aren't North Dakotans, and I don't think they understand North Dakota values. I can understand if you don't like fossil fuels, then don't drive your car to work. You know, find either buy an electric car, but then we got to use coal to charge up the battery for your car. So you've got to be realistic about the future of the country and the future of energy. And North Dakota, let's face it, is an energy state. And there's thousands and thousands of pipelines across this country, and there's many, many, many river crossings that are bored under rivers. So this isn't the only one that's ever happened in the United States. It happens to be the focal point. And let me tell you, it is quite crucial to the future of North Dakota and its energy future. So we have a very vested interest here. We need to be fair, but we also need to be as safe as possible. And I believe that pipeline has secured the safety of that product moving through it. So thanks, Wes, for your service. I'm sorry that you got caught in the middle of that. Let's go to Galen, in Bismarck.
Thank you for taking my phone call. Wondering if there's something under eminent domain or something else where when the federal government does not take care of their land or follow the rules or do what they want, and as a result we have $10 million worth of additional...
Galen, hang on. When we get to the other side of the break, we're up against the break. Galen, hang on. Other side of the break. Let's talk.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously the weapon's there to kill, and unfortunately a thousand times a year it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting, and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you, and there's so many things, and I think talking just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have a question, we want it. If you have a comment, we want it. Text it in, 701-226-8503, or call us at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. North Dakota's number one talk show. We tell you that not to brag, because nobody likes people who brag. We tell you because it's a reminder for us to say thank you. You made it that, and we're here for you. We want your questions, your comments, suggestions for future programs. That's why we're here. Al Carlson is here today. What a good guy to call right here. Someone that's been involved for decades in North Dakota government. Someone's our majority leader of the North Dakota House. He'll be gaveling in a new legislative session very, very soon. So any questions or comments for Al or Al's guest today, 800-228-0550. Or text 701-226-8503. Back to more of What's on Your Mind and Al Carlson.
Well, here we are back again. Galen, are you still there? Galen?
Still here.
Galen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Sorry we cut you off, Galen, but why don't you start over on, we get your thought there.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call, Representative Carlson. Anyway, I'm wondering about the concept of eminent domain as one issue. On that, because of the way they're harboring criminals, and we can't get access to them. And I say criminals because some of those have been attacking our law enforcement and doing other illegal activities to go back there. And it's just common sense. That's where they're doing their planning. If in my residence, on my farm property, if I would have a group of people there who would go there to congregate, and then they go off and they throw things at police. Whether it's burning logs, rocks, ice chunks, pavement, and worse. I even heard improvised explosive devices thrown at one of the armored vehicles. If they were doing that on my property, what would the state of North Dakota do? And so how would that be different from federal Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineer land when they're plotting there to do the same thing?
You know, I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you that when there are definite laws, and I don't think eminent domain would fit for this at all, but there, when you actually commit the criminal act, that's when you are, fall under the jurisdiction of our legal system, whether you be on federal land or state land, if you're breaking the state laws, because those lands are within our state, then we have jurisdiction to deal with those folks. But there's no question that there's been illegal activities going on, and we arrest those people. The thing is, are our laws correct so that we can actually prosecute those people, or do they get their bail and are gone the next morning? So we have some work cut out for us in our next session to look at our whole law process and saying, is this right?
Sure.
You know, are we able to hold these people or not hold these people? Can we properly find them? Do we have the right level of, is it a misdemeanor? Is it a felony? What is it? So we're going to, this is going to be a real topic for discussion as we go into the next session. Thanks for your call, Galen. Let's go to Larry on, Larry's been holding quite a while on Highway 83.
Yes, Al.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Larry.
Oh, that's fine. Al, I just wanted to thank you for your service. We're lucky to have you serve in the state of North Dakota. You're doing a great job, and look forward to more great things ahead for, from you. In regards to the protest, I have an old car. I took the license plates off it. I packed it full of some gear. And I basically, this is my opinion, you know, and based on strong observation and many, many conversations is, you know, as far as regards to the protest, first of all, there is a peaceful protest in the midst of this. Although I must say it gets smaller and smaller daily and more diluted. What we do have are out-of-state people that are coming in that they got money, that are doing something to make themselves feel good. And as I call from Connecticut, I think he would blend right in with that particular group. We have the Native Americans that have grouped together. A lot of them come together, and there's a lot of camaraderie. And there's actually probably some good things in that we're not seeing right now that may come out later. However, there's a lot of misguided things going on there as well. And we also have, which really concerns me, I wish this was a national program, because I'd say to all parents of these single young women that are coming here just to be part of something, if you accept that they'd be some part of something. To all you ladies, I would say just please, for your own good, just go home. Go home. And then, of course, the segment of people that we're all concerned about, there is a militant group here. And in my view and my opinion is that there is going to be a confrontation, you know, and I think I actually know there's going to be a confrontation. And what's going to have to happen is that we need, and I'm sure our law enforcement is aware of it, but we need to prepare for the worst. We need to prepare for the worst. And I also believe that every day we allow this to continue, this militant factor is just growing stronger daily. And we set deadlines, December 5th this, December 5th that. You know, as much as it pains to say this, because we would be putting our law enforcement and our National Guard in harm's way, but we need to do this. We need to follow through this. We need to disband this. We need to
probably the key points you're bringing up there, though, is important, is that if you're going to draw a line in the sand, that line has to mean something. And at some point in time, I would be just devastated if anybody lost their life over this whole thing, because that would be the wrong end result for this. And if confrontation is going to happen, and our preparation is in place, it'd be a terrible thing to have somebody's life lost over this pipeline situation. Thanks for your call, Larry. Let's go to Christian in Fargo.
Good morning, sirs. What we have is a very deep problem, because the 18 to 30-year-olds that I work with on a regular basis, when you talk with them about and try and reason with them about energy, they look at me as a 50-year-old guy with pity in their eyes, because this thing with the teachers are all on the left side. The teachers have been teaching these kids that fuel is bad and energy is bad and production is bad and Americanism is bad. And it's they've engendered a real negative attitude about the whole thing in these 18 to 30-year-olds. And I think that's where our problem lies. If you look at the age group of most of the protesters, I'm sure they fit into that group, a lot of them.
I'm not so sure that I would go into the high schools. There's probably not as much there, but I really have questions about what's being taught to some of our kids at the college level. You know, there is a lot of leftist type ideas being, socialistic type ideas being taught. Why do you think Bernie Sanders was such a big hit on the campuses? when he said we're going to have free education and we're going to have equal wages for everybody. I mean, what kind of my generation and your generation would have never, ever thought that that was the American dream. So we have some work to do there on our education system, and we have to re-educate our kids of what this country stands for and what capitalism is and what self-worth is and what self-improvement is, instead of thinking that there's a solution that the government has for every program. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Karen in Fargo.
Hi. You know that I'm a Democrat. I want you to thank the governor for me for saying that the out-of-state agitators have to evacuate right now and cutting off their supplies.
You know, that what he did yesterday, and I'll just explain a little bit about what happens when he declared that a state of emergency down there. It's no different than, remember when Fargo had the big flood and they declared a state of emergency? Nobody was supposed to come in and go out of the city. And if you did, it was entering its own risk. It's the same type of a declaration for down there. Whether it be a tornado in a town or whatever, it's saying that because of the weather, because of the situation, we are not going to be able to come down and with rescue personnel. We're not going to be able to come down with food to deal with you. And I think it was a smart thing on his part, because as these people get trapped, what we do is put everybody in danger if these people are on the move and they get stranded because of the weather. So the governor's proclamation dealt basically with the emergency provision as because of what was happening in the weather. But it was I think, a good thing on his part to do that, because the weather was pretty cruddy. When there's 3 and 4 foot snow drifts, a 30-mile-an-hour wind, there's 16 inches of snow, it's not a good condition to have everybody out in. So he did the right thing there.
North of Bismarck originally, and I would like those out-of-staters to go back to California or wherever they came from.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion saying, well, all you need is some, the weather's been too nice, and as soon as the weather gets bad, they're all leaving. You know what? A lot of these people are very, very dedicated to their cause, and it's going to take a lot to move them out of the area. But we need a resolution. I don't have the answer for the exact resolution, but we have a date coming up, December 5th, and I think that's going to be the beginning of some kind of a solution for
this.
What we need is the President of the United States to get off his hands and to reissue the permit that was issued to get this boring done and get this thing completed. Thank you for your call, Karen. How about Ron from Bismarck?
Yeah, here I am, you guys. Say, was anybody else at the Dakota Resource Council meeting on Monday evening at the Bismarck Library like I was, that you've heard from?
You know, I have not, and I was not in Bismarck, so I'm not familiar with what they were even talking about out there.
Yeah, I was there, and the entire program was run on the anti-fossil fuel program in that movie called Gasland that came against fracking. But interesting, 90% of the people there were the wackos, crazy, eco-terrorists, the weirdos, everything else. And at the end, David Archambault opened up for questions, and probably only maybe 5 questions were allowed, 4 of them from the crazies. I mean, they were wacko. And one woman who seemingly had some understanding said, is it right that because I've come against this thing, that my license plate has been published every place and my phone number and people are calling me? Well, David Archambault answered that with about a 3.5-minute rabbit trail running around someplace, and he finally says, ma'am, I didn't do it. Well, my second question to him was, you know, when you invite your guests in, it's common courtesy that your guests live by your rules and that those are his guests and they're not living by his rules doing these awful things. So I think it was a very biased, unfair, full of lies program. I'd love to hear about from more of those people that were at the meeting on Monday night.
Very good. Thanks for your call. I wasn't aware of that meeting, but that was that's one of those things that obviously there's been a lot of discussion on both sides of this issue. All I can tell you that my friends in Bismarck will tell you that they're very tired of this whole thing. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back to wrap it up.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botnow, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Olhausen?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays. And really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you know, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night, pretty soon it's 3 a.m. and you gotta go to bed. It's literally that much fun, and we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball too, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
It's Scott Hillen. Well, not really. Al Carlson is here to wrap up today's What's on Your Mind. I'm actually just leaving St. Patrick's Cathedral and headed for Rockefeller Plaza and Fifth Avenue and the Union Square Market. And tonight, our group is going to be checking out that iconic Manhattan skyline with an Alive After Five cruise and do a little dinner cruise tonight. Will that be fun? Tomorrow it's Fox and Friends. By the way, remember to watch us. We'll be doing the weather on Fox and Friends somewhere in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't know exactly when, but our whole group will be there. But our New York City tour is on this week, so we're having a great time. And in my place is Al Carlson, North Dakota's House Majority Leader, on What's on Your Mind. One last segment to go with Al. Al, take it away.
You know what, Scotty? It's amazing how fast you go. I never realized all the breaks I had along the line, but Your guy keeps me in pretty good line here. If he cuts me off, I'm just done, in the middle of the sentence or not. So I don't. That usually doesn't happen to me in the House of Representatives, but it happens here. So that's all right. We've had a lot of different types of callers today, and we need to. You need to understand that there is, in the United States of America, for it to function properly, there has to be a rule of law. And I think you've had Lieutenant Governor Wrigley on here before, and he's talked about, you know, the rule of law and the fact that we have laws for reason and that lawful protests are legal. But when you have illegal or unlawful protests, or you have areas where people are living in unpermitted encampments, I can tell you that if you and I had moved tomorrow and put our motorhome down on the core land south of Bismarck, we would have been removed within 25 minutes. They would have come and gotten us and removed us right off the bat because it's illegal. And we were encamping on an illegal place. Now, there's been some emails here that said that the governor didn't act soon enough. He should have activated the guard sooner. You must understand that the National Guard are not law enforcement officers. They do not have the full force of law that a highway patrolman does, that a county sheriff has, that any of our state troopers have, that our city police has. And because of that, they just can't walk in and declare a police state. And our country was set up that way for a reason. They can be brought in to assist, but they are not the arresting officers because they do not have that authority. So this whole thing needs to come to some kind of a resolution. And I for one think that we need to drill. I think it was a permit that should not have been revoked. We understand that the Obama administration, there's no question that I'm not an Obama fan. He has had an anti-coal, anti-oil administration for the past 8 years. And our only hope for the future is the fact that Donald Trump did win for our energy state, because we need energy to power this country. If industry is going to grow, if manufacturing is going to resume, you think they're going to do it with a wind tower? They're not. You know, wind towers filled in the gap. But you need a baseline load. You need coal. You need oil. You need natural gas, making electricity so these factories can run. If we want to create jobs, bring these factories home, we need energy. You know, you can be against it as much as you want, but the point is, if this country needs it to exist and to grow, and we need to do it in an environmentally safe way, but it needs to be done. You just can't say we're stopping it tomorrow. We can't run electric cars in North Dakota. How do they work today out in Bismarck? And out west, where there was a 30-mile-an-hour wind and a wind chill.
Snowing here. It's
yeah,
snowing
and,
here. They
don't. You know, and they wouldn't last very long, and they got a 48 or a 50-mile radius for how the batteries go dead. That's just a normal drive halfway to the next town in North Dakota. So, you know, there are things that need to happen here.
You know, Chief Archibald, the thing at the public library that was referred to a few calls ago. I wasn't able to be there because I was busy fixing something that was going wrong here at the station, but I did have it up on Facebook Live as Dakota Resource Council and a number of people put up. And I recorded the whole thing. At about 1:03 into the recording, he does come right out and say, and I've played it as a news clip on KFIRE and on the flag, that it's about fossil fuels and we need to move on from fossil fuels. Okay, but that's not going to happen with this, regardless of what happens with this pipeline. We're not suddenly converted to non-fossil fuel world here. That's going to happen in steps.
You know, there are so many advances in coal and oil. The environmental group, and you know, you need those, some of those reasonable people to make sure that we have the best possible design of our plants possible. But they don't believe in such a thing as clean coal technology. I've been on energy committees for years, and they don't believe it. Even though in North Dakota, our plants are about as clean as you can get them, and we're looking, there's a new product at Alum Cycle where you're going to recapture CO2 and inject it in the ground for enhanced oil recovery and take that CO2 from going into the atmosphere. There's a lot of exciting things happening out there if they'll only allow those things to happen. The current administration did not. They put a war with the EPA on energy, on oil, and on coal. And the next target was the largest industry in the state, and that's agriculture. So we need to get this ship righted here, be environmentally smart, but not eliminate all the possibilities for the growth in this country. Good policy is what's required here, and so far we haven't had any of that, nor have we had any leadership where we've actually had a president who says that he wants to support the growth of this country, and he wants responsible growth of this country instead of saying no growth at all.
Al Carlson, you're the best.
Well, this has been fun. I can't believe how fast it goes. I like it when people call in because it gets things rolling along.
It flies, time flies. Gary Amenoff coming up tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer between 9 and 10. Talk Radio Town Hall to take your calls and answer your questions. Al Carlson, thank you so much.
You bet. Be safe out there.
No doubt. I'm Todd Mitchell. Have a great day. What's in your mind?
Scott Hillen here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.